This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
You're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark. Johor-based Haile Group was set up by a husband and wife team back in 2011 and has since grown into a construction company which pulled in 166 million ringgit in revenue for the 2020 financial year. In August last year, they kicked off their listing journey, culminating in an ACE Market IPO which has been oversubscribed by over 38 times, scheduled for the 21st of July. So to help us understand the company's journey and why it's coming to market at this time, I'm speaking this morning with Haile Group's CEO, Yong Wu Ye. Yong, thank you so much for joining us today.
Morning. Thank you. Thanks for inviting.
So according to Haile's IPO prospectus, the value of your current ongoing projects stands at around 460 million ringgit. Now, this will last you until 2023. Have you managed to secure additional orders for 2023 and beyond?
Yeah. As of now, we are still have quite a numbers of these active tender in progress, which looks about. The order book that we got in this year, in year 2021, we have got 6 projects for the first half, which come to the amount of about 165 million. Yeah, and we are still very busy in tendering for projects which we have foreseen going to be a good prospect for us, in the coming year ahead.
How much does your tender book stand at right now?
For tender book, at the moment, we are actually, due to the compliance, we are not confident to disclose at the moment.
Can you ballpark it?
It's actually almost about 4 to 5 times of our order books.
Mm. Yeah. Given your history of the company, what kind of a percentage of that tender book can we expect to be secured?
We are still very positive to it. Firstly, it's because of our existing clientele, which we have from the relationship. Our existing clientele is within the range of 1 to 10 years. From means to say that actually, even the earliest clientele that we have, also we are still having business with them. So I would say that we're going to be having a good time as we are expanding our business to other states within Johor.
Okay, so expansion to other states is something that is on the cards for Haile. Perhaps you could give us a little bit more detail on that front. Which states you're looking at the moment?
I'm sorry for that. Actually, I'm referring to we are expanding to other districts within Johor.
I see. Okay, so are the states not on the cards?
As our existing client also quite active in other states, which is not going to be difficult for us to expand actually. But at the moment, because it's considered our first stage of expansion plan, we are still planning to expand our business beyond the other district that we are working right now, district of Johor Bahru and this is Kuala Jaya. So we are planning to expand it. Say the Pontian, as we recently also got a new job that located at the district of Pontian, and we are continuously actually looking for new client that outside this area.
Mm. So the expectations for the property sector outlook in Johor, I mean, when we speak to analysts, it doesn't seem very bright. And is this a challenge that you've been planning to overcome? And if so, how?
Yeah, to us actually, I think it's actually applied to the same to the our client, the property developer as well, where we are actually looking for job and yet the same thing, they are also looking for sales to sell their property. So I would say our existing clientele that actually they are already started to shift to the a lower selling price product and the market, which the market is acceptable to it.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time, when the product is sellable, and of course, we also get the job, right? So, the focusing of the, our client also started to shift into the low selling price product. So I would say the market is still moving. And of course, talking about the overhang side, a lot of this property that overhang right now is mostly on the high-rise project. But however, our existing 18th building construction project also is a lender property, which is the sales of the property also quite good. I mean, it's not much of an effect to us actually. Yeah. Mm.
So is there a particular direction in terms of project type that you're going to favour? For example, more landed properties, perhaps looking at more non-residential projects instead of residential?
Yeah, that's right. There are also, as of now, actually our residential project consists of 52% and the non-residential site consists of about 47%, right? Apart from that, we also will focus on the industrial building project, which actually there's a quite a substantial growing rate for the this industrial building project. That also part of our core competency also. Yeah. So that's also part of our focus in our upcoming expansion plan.
Hmm. Okay. Now, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the effect of COVID-19 on your operations, Yung. Because with the full MCO that was put in place and the number of previous lockdowns that we've had as well in the country, I understand that your operations were also at one point suspended. Are they still suspended or have you been able to gain approval to resume operations?
Actually, most of our projects are considered non-essential service. So basically, most of our projects are still not operation right now. So of course, we are working very closely with the authority to actually get the approvals whenever it's available.
Mm.
And also at the same time, we are actually getting ourselves ready, you know, get the site ready and actually toward the latest SOP that announced by the government. But nevertheless, that actually the previous MCO in last year, of course, that impacted our revenue recognition. But however, based on like what I mentioned earlier, we still managed to get the order book during this first half of the year, which I will say we are still very positive toward it.
Mm. Be that as it may, though, of your current ongoing projects, how many are seeing stoppages or delays? And ultimately, what kind of cost overruns are you going to have to deal with as a result of these delays?
As of now, I think most of our project delay that actually we also granted our extension of time with it. So basically, there's not much of an impact in terms of this our delay in the projects. As compared to the previous year, the difference is that the vaccination progress is actually picking up very well. And I can foresee that with the next vaccination of the whole country. So I will foresee that it will be end within this near future. So it's not going to be a very impact to us.
A lot of experts are now saying that COVID-19 is going to be endemic to the country, so we're not going to be able to eradicate it completely. So that's where a lot of the uncertainty is coming from, right? And taking into account that industry analysts are also expecting that construction orders may be fewer and further between as we head into the second half of this year. Some of the expectations are only that it'll pick up in perhaps 2022. I mean, I fail to see where your confidence is coming from.
Yeah, as of now, of course, the operation is not moving right now. I mean, but the tendering process, and we're still having a regular tender interview meeting through the virtual meeting, that the tendering process is still actually carried out. Then we are... our team that is still actually busy with the tender progress. Then, apart from that, also based on the response of the our client side, I mean, of course, at the moment it's under movement control, but the sales wise actually still consider quite welcoming. So, and as I mentioned earlier, that the product that they sell actually is toward the market acceptable level. So I foresee that the property market going to be still sustainable, I will say this, right? Mm. So, and yet, sometimes people talking about when the share market is dropping down, then you should go and get the share at the lower price. Like similarly, I would say at this moment of time, I mean, it could be the lowest property price that you see in your life, you know. So there are some people that actually, you know, looking at this point as well. So I would say the market is still considered quite positive, right?
I'm speaking with Haili Group CEO Yung Wee Ye. Haili Group is listing on the 21st of July. Up next, the rationale for going the IPO route. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning is Yung Wee Ye, CEO of Haili Group, a construction company which is going public on the ACE market on the 21st of July. So, Yung, against the backdrop of what we've discussed so far, my question then is, why choose to list now? So, Haili started the process back in August of 2020, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, were you trying to capitalize on the retail investing boom? And, I mean, if so, you may have missed the boat. There's a lot less money floating around these days. Give us some insight into the rationale here.
Yeah, of course. First, it will enable the company to raise fund and finance to finance our expenditure for our business expansion plan. And of course, it also provide the opportunity for the Malaysian investor and institution to participate in our equity and continued growth. So this also allowed the group to actually gain access to equity capital market to pursue to the future growth opportunity through other form of raising avenues such as the right issue and private placement. So, but really importantly, as we are doing the expansion right now, that actually to gain the recognition, to enhance the Haili reputation as a leader in the construction service while expanding our customer base in Malaysia, right? So the listing status also actually to will assist us in retaining or attract talent employee in the construction industry to join our growth journey. We believe that the listing also will put us in the advantage position to capture the foreseeable growth.
Why did you choose to go the equity route when you could have raised debt? I mean, it is a low interest rate environment at right now, so cheap debt is certainly available.
Actually, to raise borrowing from the banks is actually, of course, maybe it's a cheap right now, but it's still considered quite costly as compared to this capital market. And the interest rate that actually is recurring, while this listing is a one-time cost. So relatively, it was still considered cheapest to raise funds through this IPO exercise.
But then if we take a look at some of Haili's financials, your current ratio stands at 1.5 times. You are not short of cash. I mean, your gearing ratio is also quite low, standing at around 0.15 times. You could have borne the cost of further bank borrowings, couldn't you? Or perhaps is that something that you want to preserve for further down the line?
Yeah, actually, I think the main intention, apart from raising funds, that actually we are intended to actually to increase the stature of the company status to actually ease our expansion plan, which by doing the listing exercise, actually the company construction services will be actually brand up our company to others our future clientele. So that is also the main part of the intention of the listing exercise actually. Mm.
Then why not list on the main market? Or is it the plan to list on the ACE first and then later graduate to the main?
So now we are still focusing on our focusing on our growing. But however, our company is in terms of profit. Yeah, we are actually qualified to go for the main market. But due to the market capitalization, we are still considered very small. So that's why we still plan for ACE market at the moment. But of course, when we find that the economy condition is suitable, coupled with our continued plan to improve our shareholder value, so of course we will make the necessary application to upgrade ourselves in the main market, hopefully.
Do you have a timeline in mind?
Of course, we have no timeline at the moment. As what we say, we are still constantly to create a sustainable growth to the company. Yeah, so of course, we hope that we will inform you in the near future.
Look forward to hearing from you then. So let's talk about the amount that you're looking to raise. 20.4 million ringgit, 20% is earmarked for the purchase of new equipment, 30% for working capital. So perhaps you could explain to me what working capital means for you in this instance. What do you anticipate needing this liquidity for?
Yeah, for this working capital, so mostly we are used for the expansion of new project that does incur some expenses during our expansion plan. So mostly the working capital is for our projection for the new project expenditure.
Any particular new projects?
Yeah, of course, we are still in the tendering process, which we foresee there will be quite a number of projects coming in. At the moment, we are focused on the landed project. It's either residential or non-residential, also even on the commercial side. But mostly, we are focusing still on the landed instead of high-rise.
One of the risks that has been highlighted in your prospectus is the fact that you're running a little bit of a customer concentration risk at this point in time. Haili Group is very reliant on a few large customers to provide the majority of your revenue. I think about 75% of your current order book is derived from four major customers. Aside from, raising the awareness of the company to potentially attract other clientele, what other measures are you doing to mitigate this risk?
Yeah, we are actually consistently expand our new client, which like the recent project that we got also from a new client that's from this another new developer. So actually, we are consistently looking for new clients. Actually, there's no so-called much dependency on the existing client. And actually, with the listing status, to expand our consulting service to others, a new client is going to be accelerated by this listing status.
Are you going to be looking at any government projects as well, or is it solely private developers?
At the moment, we are still looking for this private project. We are not embarking into the government project right now, but of course, there will be. We're not going to be opposed any opportunity that come along that we think that is a benefit to us. Yeah.
You are a CIDB Grade 7 company, so I'm wondering why not government projects?
Actually, as like we mentioned earlier, at the moment we are still focusing our core competency in the residential and non-residential project. However, for the government projects, we do involve some this low-cost housing project with the government initiative. But of course, the focus now is still going to be on our core competency.
All right. So seeing as you're going to be listing on the 21st of July, help me understand where Haili Group is going to be in 5 years' time. If you were to explain to investors what would be the future plans of the group, how would you do so?
I would say in the year, 5 years' time ahead, we were still focusing on our building construction project of the residential and non-residential project. So, of course, I would say the group will be going to have a sustainable growth and increase of the number of staff and new client. And we should also gain recognition and trust among our working partners, such as our client, consultant, subcontractor, and suppliers. And we should also enhance our profile and build a team of supportive investors. And I would say the Haili brand is going to be expand beyond where we are today.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Yung. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lins.
I've been speaking with Yung Bui Ye, CEO of Haili Group, which is listing on the ACE market on the 21st of July. This has been The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lin Mark, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.